This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Good morning, Nation Talk listeners. Today we're coming from the 64th floor at Scotiabank Plaza. There's just some recent announcements, and we're speaking with Minister Zimmer and JP Gladue. JP, what happened?
A brilliant speech by Minister Zimmer. Well, we just released today a Community and Commerce report looking at Aboriginal Economic Development Corporations in Ontario. And Minister Zimmer and his team have been supporting our work over the last few years. And essentially, we're starting to recognize that AEDCs are playing an incredible role in building relationships and advancing the economic interests of communities in Ontario. And also, it's helping inform some of the policy and some of the approaches that industry and governments are taking. And over to Minister Zimmer on that.
Well, I'm happy to be here. The Council on Aboriginal Business is doing great things to ensure and to help Aboriginal businesses enter the mainstream of economic development and the business world in Ontario. And the government, we try to participate and help out. In my remarks, I spoke about procurement programs. I spoke, got down into some of the details, proposal writings, giving help, working with Aboriginal businesses, you know, to help build their experience level. Because if they get experience, that gives them confidence. And with that new confidence, further ambition just develops, and they bite off a larger piece of the economic opportunity.
Mm-hmm. That's great. The Community and Commerce Ontario report, JP, could you talk a bit about that?
Well, we looked at some of the opportunities and challenges that our AEDCs face in the province. We interviewed about 25 CEOs of these corporations, which are actually owned by First Nation communities, and looked at things like, you know, some of the challenges around separating church from state, essentially, you know, ensuring that community chief and councils were involved with the business corporations, the community engagement piece, looking at the role of the business corporations making the daily day-to-day business decisions. We looked at the profitability of the corporations. We looked at the past and the business strains that some of these communities' businesses face. So it really does provide a really great snapshot of where EDCs are in this province.
Minister, you mentioned the Aboriginal Procurement Initiative, and you had some remarks earlier. Could you tell us a little bit more about the initiative?
Well, the procurement program is essentially a program where government, a certain percentage, if you will, or a certain portion of government contracts that are awarded are set aside for the opportunity for Aboriginal businesses to bid on and to get a piece of that work. That's important because, you know, there are a lot of good Aboriginal entrepreneurs out there. And what they need is that initial toehold, if you will, and if they seize that initiative or get that initial chance, and it's successful and it works out, you know what it does? I mentioned it earlier. It shows them I can do it. Mm-hmm. And they get a couple of those under their belt, and the business then says it builds the level of confidence, and the level of confidence builds the ambition to do something even bigger, and then they're off of running.
You had lots to say to, today, Minister. You also spoke briefly about a political accord. Who was that?
Yes, the Government of Ontario has negotiated a new political accord. We negotiated that with the Chiefs of Ontario. And it is a document that sets out what the nature of the fundamental relationship between the Aboriginal community and the government. And it speaks to mutual self-respect, the respect of treaty rights, the recognition of self-government, and so on. It's an aspirational document at the highest level. But what's important is flowing from that document, the Chiefs of Ontario and the Province of Ontario and others will now sit down and with that framework, we'll start to work on details of a whole lot of initiatives that are consistent with the political accord.
That's great stuff. JP, any closing remarks on completing this today? What are you hoping your thoughts, hopes?
Well, you know, knowledge is power, and it's great to get that support from the AMAA so that the research can be done by Aboriginal for Aboriginal people on the Aboriginal issues so that we can inform policymakers, so we can inform industry, so we can help inform our own communities on business development in this province. I think we're to the minister's point, we're starting to get those early wins. There's some toeholds that are starting to be formed. That's going to continue to increase. It was great to have Deputy Grand Lutet here as well, Chief Lutet, to come here and talk about some of their aspirations through ASCE Development Fund. So it's about creating the conversation. This piece is, you know, we'll continue to develop our research program, and we'll continue to be up to date with the support of the MAA. We're very grateful, and it really does help inform the CCAB with our future programs and our events, and to communicate out to the Canadian public, the Ontario public, that, you know, Aboriginal people are an asset to the province, are an asset to the country, and it's great to be able to show it through reports like this.
Well, thanks for joining Nation Talk, JP Gladue and Minister Zimmer.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.